do whatever is necessary to get the job done. Now, how many of you want to take after your father? How many want to take after your father? What kind of nature does your father, God, have? Do you want to take after your father, God's nature? When God wanted to get something done, he got real serious about it. Amen? And when you want to get something done, you need to get serious about it too. When Jesus wants something, or when God the Father wants something, he will spare no expense in getting it. Look at somebody and say, God is not cheap. The thing that he wanted on the earth, it cost him everything. It cost him just about everything that he loved. He loved his son, and he gave his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So God got serious about it. God set the standard. He set the stakes. Anybody ever understand that? Anybody had to do a business deal with somebody? You ever got around people that just don't play games? And they start the thing out and you find out what league you're in and what league you're, whether you're in league or out of league. Well, God started this thing. He said, well, I'll put down the first down payment. The down payment is Jesus, my son. Well, we as saints, we should follow suit. We should spare nothing to getting God what he desires and what God wants. God loves the world. He wants the world, so we need to go on and get it for him. With that same mentality and with that same mindset. He didn't do it small when he did it. He did it big. So that's the spirit and that's the anointing that's on evangelism. Did you know that? The spirit of evangelism, the spirit and the anointing that's on evangelism and God's desire to win the world. We had one thing when we said, well, you need to pray for everybody. How many believe that everybody needs prayer? Well, one time I said, well, what if we had to pray for God? If we had to pray for Jesus? What if you had to pray for Jesus, what in the world could you pray for if you had to pray for Jesus? Yeah, exactly. That's the only thing that he really needs. That's the only thing that he truly desires and longing to have is souls. Isn't that amazing? He longs for the precious fruit of the earth. He has a longing for souls. I want to please the Father's heart. Well, when you want to please the Father's heart, you go on and get him what he wants. How many want to bless God? Amen. Well, bless God by finding his children. Bless God by winning the loss. Bless God in that way or in that fashion. Well, that's what we're seeking to do. And we're going to have to do it with the same attitude that Jesus had, with the same mindset that God the Father had. But you got to go for the big haul. You got to go for the big haul. It's going to cost you your life. It cost Jesus his life. Guess what? And it's going to cost me my life, laying down my life for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to give my all. Amen. To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that he might get that thing that he desires. How many want to flow in the spirit of evangelism? How many want to see supernatural power and manifestation? Well, you get on the same wavelength that God was on. You get the same mindset. You let God renew your mind and you get a vision and you get a picture. If you hang around God long enough, you'll find his burden, his passion. You get around God long enough, you'll find out the things he likes and the things he dislikes, the things that he longs for. And one thing that we know about our God, he longs for the precious fruit of the earth. He wants it. It's a family business. Well, let me tell you what, the kingdom of God, it's a family business. We got a mission and we got a goal. That's why we're here. We're here to represent our Father. And he wants some things and we're here to reap it for him. That's why we're kings and priests and in this world, in this earth today, and we're going to get what God wants us to have and what God wants. Turn to John chapter 21. After these things, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself this way, Simon Peter and Thomas being the twin, and Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, the two others of his disciples, were together. Simon Peter said to him, I am going out to fish. They said to him, we are also coming with you. They went and entered into the boat at once, and in that night they caught nothing. And it now becoming early morning, Jesus stood on the shore. However, the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, children, do you not have anything to eat? And they answered him, no. And he said to them, cast the net into the right side of the boat, and you will find. Then they cast, and they no longer had the strength to draw from the multitude of fishes. John chapter 21, verse 6. Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. Somebody say, put the net on the right side of the boat. You can be out there fishing and not catch anything. Anybody ever had that?
Yes.
Fishing. Well, we're fishing. We're catching a little bit. Obviously, God wants us to have more. Amen? Anything that the Lord tells you to do, he tells you to do it so that you might have success in it, right? He wants you to be successful in the things that he calls you to do. So if there's a right, he said, put it on the right side of the boat. They must have had it on the other side. And on the other side of the boat, they weren't doing too well, were they? There are two sides to the boat. And Jesus knows which side is best for you. He knows where your fish are. He knows where your fish are. He knows where prosperity is. He knows where abundance is. He knows where success is. And as soon as he gets in the boat, he'll talk to you and he'll tell you to go over here. Pull up the net. You're fishing someplace that ain't got no fish. Pull it up. Put it on the other side of the boat. Well, that's what the Holy Ghost is saying to us. That's what the Holy Ghost, you got to know where Jesus, the Holy Ghost, knows where the fish are. We're out here to win souls. Amen. We're out here to be fishers of men and to win multitudes of souls. Amen. And every once in a while, you get out there in the flesh and you think you know where the fish are. You think, well, I'll just go over here and I'll be successful here. And I'll just do this and I'll just do that. And you find yourself out there all night long with nothing. How many have been out there hanging in the night with no fish? Anybody been there? Hanging all night long, toiling all night long and not catching anything. But just about daybreak. But in the morning, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, weeping may endure for the night, crying because you ain't got no fish, amen? Crying because you've been out there and ain't nothing coming back. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Look at somebody and say, arise and shine, for your light comes. You're about to enter into a season of mourning. I'm not talking about sorrow. I'm talking about the daylight's about to break. Jesus is getting into your boat and the sun's about to shine. And by the time the sun comes up, guess what? You're going to have your net on the right side of the boat. I want you to know that you're not a loser. You're not in the wrong place. You're right where God wants you to be, doing what God wants you to do. He's just going to tell you to pick it up, lay it down on the other side. Glory to God. There's a different dimension where you can lay your net. There's a different dimension where the fish are. See, I don't believe it's just this, it's the same water. Now, I believe he told you to pick it up from that place where you put it. Pick it up from the flesh where you decided to put your net. Pick it up and you put it where I tell you to put it. And when you put that thing out where I tell you to put it, when you follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. To follow God, that means to be obedient to God. You got to do what God tells you to do. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is in this place tonight saying, listen, I'm about to make you great fishers of men. I'm telling you to pick your net up. Don't worry about it. Don't you be afraid. Just pick it up. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. He'll even tell you where to put your net. He'll tell you where to put your gift. Do you know your gift is your net? You've got a net. You've got a net that's able and capable. There's nothing wrong with you. Jesus has saved you, redeemed you, anointed you, sanctified you, and called you. They didn't have to change a thing. He didn't tell me, oh, you got to throw that net away. You got to go get a new boat. You got to go get a new boat. You got to go get a new net. No, they didn't have to do any of those things. They just had to pick it up and put it where God wanted them to put it, and it works. See, people, the devil gets mad when he sees you taking action. See, every once in a while, you gotta back up a little bit to get into God's thing. And the devil gets nervous. And everybody's trying to do the things by the flesh. But God, you know, the flesh prophet is nothing but the spirit. But the spirit can do a whole lot, can it? So we need, as a body of believers, we need to pull the net up from the wrong side of the boat. Now, there are a lot of nets out on the wrong side of the boat. Man, what do you mean nets on the wrong side of the boat? Going after this, going after that. No, we want money. They throw their net out on that side of the boat because they think there's money over there. So they throw their net over there. People build churches by the community. Don't nobody want to go down to Fifth Ward and build no church. They don't want to put no net over there. They want to put their net where they want to put the net and wonder why they're not catching any fish. So many people got their nets out there everywhere. It's amazing. You know, people got their nets out there in strange places. Pull your net up. Put your net up. Put it into the Holy Ghost. Put it out on the right side of the boat. And when you put your net on the right side of the boat, when you put, what's the right side of the boat? Where Jesus tells you to put it. What's the right side of the boat? Wherever God sends you. What's the right side of the boat? You doing whatever you're, whatever the Holy Ghost leads you to do. The right side of the boat. Ooh, isn't that good? How many want to increase? How many want to prosper and reign? How many want to see thousands upon thousands and upon thousands of souls saved? Well, you don't know where they are. You don't know where the fish are. That's a carnal thing. You don't know where they are. Jesus does. And it's more than knowing where the fish are. See, you got to know where people are. It's not just where they are physically. There are people all over the mall. But there might be people there all over the place, but ain't nobody there. Jesus knows where people are. What do you mean Jesus knows where people are? He can find out where they're at in their life. Woo! He knows where the fish are. See, many people, you can be right in front of somebody's face, but you won't catch them until they know, until you know where they are, until you're able to relate to them and to pull them out. See, I might not know. See, you see, man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord knows, looks on the heart. And we need that kind of anointing to win souls. You might be going over there thinking, well, he doesn't need this. He doesn't need this. This guy's got it all. You know, he don't need me to tell him about this. You're looking on the outward appearance. Pull the net up. Hallelujah. Pull the net up and look, put it on the right side of the boat, because God knows where the fish are. He'll take you right to that point of the need. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God knows where the fish are. He knows where they are all over the place. He knows where you are. Glory to God. He's got to find you. He would say, I found the Lord. You didn't find the Lord. The Lord found you. I was sinking deep in sin. Then I found the Lord. No, he found you. He was looking. Thank you, Father, by the Holy Ghost. He sent out some spies in prayer. He said, get there and pray for them. Intercede with them. Get out there among the people and find my sheep. I was looking for the lost pearl. There's a lost pearl out there that Jesus is seeking, and he's found them, and he knows where they are, and he's trying to get you to put your net out there. Glory to God. It's a supernatural thing. I mean, be for real. It's deeper than just from one side of the boat. It was a little boat. They didn't have no cruise ship out there. It was the same fish. The same fish. What's the big deal? I mean, the boat couldn't have been any bigger than this room, even if that. So, I mean, if you're going to throw the net over on that side, you're touching the same fish, but the fish ain't getting in. Jesus knew where the fish were at in their mentality. He'll speak to the fish and tell them to jump on in, because he knows where they're at. Amen. The Bible says, for I know my sheep. In the last days there shall be a great falling away, but there's going to be an increase. There's going to be a harvest. Amen. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost is going to come on his saints. He's going to send them out there in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They're going to be able to say the right thing at the right time and make a difference. Glory to God. You need to get to the point to where you can see yourself walking in anointing that will be saving souls, souls, souls. You don't got to jump through no hoops to do it. You just got to listen to the Holy Ghost and be obedient. Leave your tradition alone. Leave what you think out. Forget it. Pull the net up. Amen. See, that's the problem with certain people. Certain people got a bunch of religion. Religion is not a net that catches anything. Jesus didn't even need a net. I mean, he could have spoke to the fish. And they would have. He could have called the fish and spoke to them. They could have jumped in the boat. It's Jesus that's the issue. Jesus is the issue. The anointing of the Holy Ghost makes a difference. Amen. You can be a green man with a tail out of the side of your ear with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and he'll call his sheep. You got to believe in the anointing of, you got to believe that there is a spirit of revival, and there's an anointing of the evangelist, that this is a Holy Ghost thing. Amen. We don't come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. You got to realize that revival is of the Holy Ghost. It's of the Spirit of God. It's a supernatural thing. It can't be done in the flesh. It's done by the Holy Ghost. And God is about to reveal to us where to put the net. Amen. Well, brother, why don't you do that? I pulled my net up from that side of the boat. I'm sorry, I ain't got no nets there. I had it out there all night long. Didn't pull in anything. But I followed the Holy Ghost, and I put the net on the right side of the boat. Jesus is saying there is a right side of the boat. Amen. Do you believe there's a right side of the boat? There is a right side of the boat. There is a dimension of increase. I believe that the right side of the boat is a supernatural place. I believe it's a dimension in the spirit. I believe it's a place of supernatural unity. On the right side of the boat, we get along. In the right side of the boat, we walk in unity. Amen. In the right side of the boat, we all minister. And things are a whole lot better on the right side of the boat. Amen. Is anybody catching where I'm coming from? Woo, pull up the net. You're about to go in some ways that you ain't never gone in before. And you got to have confidence and you got to have faith. There was one scripture when the man said, look, Lord, I've been out here all day and all night long and I haven't caught anything. But he said, nevertheless, at your word, obedience, let us not grow weary in doing well, for we know in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. There's some of you that the devil might be trying to get on and say, hang it up. You've been out there. It ain't never going to happen. And you'll never catch anything. Quit. Give up. But Jesus comes just at daybreak. Amen. Amen. At the end of the night. Amen. Jesus comes in the morning. And he gets into the boat and he says, pull the net up. He says, I got a place. I found me a good spot and I'm going to let you in on it. And we're going to bring in a big haul. Now, I'm going to tell you what. That could be manifested in many different ways. Many different dimensions. I'm taking it and I'm claiming abundance. I'm claiming increase. I'm claiming increase in every way. First of all and foremost, souls. Thank you, Jesus. Souls. Souls. I'm claiming an increase of souls. I'm claiming an increase of ministers. I'm not just stopping with pew warmers. I ain't going to ever have none. Help me, Lord. But I'm claiming an increase of souls. I've got God's vision. Glory to God. I see many fish. It's beyond what we've ever seen before. I envision hundreds of ministers. I see people under the anointing of the Holy Ghost doing specialized work. Special anointings. Somebody say special anointings. I believe there's special anointings out there that we're going to start to see that we ain't never seen before. Amen. But we got to get the net on the right side of the boat. Help me pull it up. Somebody say, pull it up. Pull it up out of those things that you're confident in. Things that you've been doing for years and years and ain't nobody jumping in your boat with that stuff. Hang it up. Look at the net. Pull it up. Get it over there into the spiritual side. Amen. Get it over there by faith. Say, nevertheless. At your word, I will. That's enough right there, isn't it? Nevertheless, at your will, at your word. Say, your word, I will. Isn't that amazing? He said, listen, your word, at your word, I will. What is he saying? He had a mentality that demanded increase. He had a spirit and an attitude that demanded increase. He said, Lord, your word is your will, so guess what? Your will is my will. I'm yours. Amen. Uh-oh. Are you catching that? At your word, I will. Whatever your word wants, I want it. I will your word. I desire your word. He said, listen, as your will is in heaven, let it be done here on earth. Then you're going to be the vessel that gets God's will done in the earth. Your word, my will, my desire. He said, I desire to fulfill your will, O God. Jesus said, I've come to perform the word and the will of God. He said, this is what I sit here to do. This is what I desire to do. Listen, children, you're of the same family. You got the same blood in your veins. You got the blood of Jesus running through your veins. You're not just adopted. You've been engrafted in. You're a part of a family business. You got that same seed within you. You've got the seed that says, your word, my will. The Bible says the spirit is willing. But the flesh is weak. Amen. Willing to do what? Perform the word. Amen. I'm here to tell you about the Holy Ghost that your spirit is ready to perform the will of God. Woo, don't let the devil lie to you and cheat you. I'm here to tell you about the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. But the spirit within you is ready to do the will of God. He's on time. It's ready. Now is the time of salvation. Your spirit is ready. Thank God the flesh is weak. I like weak flesh. That's a good thing. See, people may think that's a trip. So they say, oh, my flesh is weak. Thank God it is. Well, kill it. Say, the flesh don't have anything to do with it. Ooh, as long as the Spirit's willing. What a testimony. What a shout. You can get in there and you can give somebody and say, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh. It's weak. That's power. That's power. That's power. Then when you get it all together upstairs, you'll be ready for use. No, the Spirit is willing. And a willing spirit is always a ready spirit. Nevertheless, at your word. Now, we know that Peter had some hang-ups. But his hang-ups didn't stop him from obeying the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. That's a revelation for somebody. Your hang-ups don't have to stop you from being obedient to the word of God and to the will of God. It's the will of God that does the work. It's the will of God within you, the desire of God within you, that does the work. He has chosen you. He has called you out. He has anointed you, and he's put a seed, a desire, and a call, an anointing within you. And that seed within you is ready. And God's ready to tell you. He said, now get the net up and put it on the right side of the boat. Hallelujah. And believe that your obedience will bring abundance. Glory to God. Your obedience will bring abundance. Nothing less. There's a right side of the boat. There is another side to this thing. This isn't all there is. Amen. There's another dimension. There's a way out. You can expect it to happen immediately. What happened? I put the net on the right side of the boat. They've been there all night, and just one dunk, they came up full. And the net didn't break. And the net didn't break. That means he'll hold you together as you're bringing in the harvest. You might feel like you're ready to fall apart. Oh, God could never use me. I'm about to fall apart. Amen. I could. Oh, get ready. God's working on me. Another 5 years. Sister, just a little bit longer. You know, as soon as you work through that stuff, as soon as you get your attitude together, then God can use you. You know, as soon as you change, then God will really be ready to use you. Amen. When Jesus is in the boat, he's ready to use you. When Jesus shows up, he's ready. Do you hear what the Spirit of God is saying? It's not you that's going to do this thing. You're not going to do this. It's the Holy Ghost. It's God. What are you trying to get your head together for? Your head ain't going to do nothing. I mean, shining up a computer that he's not even going to tap into. That's a lie of the devil. It's the Holy Ghost within you. He took a murderer and turned him around and used him to revolutionize the world. He took Saul and made him Paul. Glory to God. That's what God does. That's what God does with somebody that gets a hold of the will of God. Somebody that makes the word of God their will. You got to make the word of God your will. That stuff will start to happen around you. The will of God will start to happen around you. You got to tell people, I'm nothing but the will of God in manifestation. Woo, you got to have confidence in the Holy Ghost within you. For it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Jesus on the inside of you. He's going to do it. He's going to heal him. He's going to deliver him. He's going to set him free. He's going to tell him to get up out of the grave. Glory to God. Yeah. You're just the net that he's going to throw over to the other side of the boat. And he'll hold you together while you do it. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You think you're going to fall apart. You're not going to fall apart. He will sustain you. You know, people say, well, you know, the devil doesn't want you to get already. He'll get you out there and then blow you up and you'll fall apart. And, well, listen, you'll hear that lie all the time. He'll get you out there and set it up. I don't care. The will of God on the inside of me will do the work. And he will keep that which I've entrusted to him. Amen. Say, Lord, throw me to the other side of the boat. It's time to cross over. So y'all done had your net on the other side and picked up some old stuff that nobody else wants. Amen. Shoes and broken tires and rusty wheels and in your boat. Somebody say, enough of that mess. Amen. I'm going to launch it over to where God tells me to put it. I'm going to bring in God's best.
Oh, yes.
Put your net on the other side of the right side of the boat. Amen. And expect it to come back 100-fold. 100 representing big abundance, 50 representing Pentecost, 3 representing God, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. 153. We got it covered. I dare you just to get your faith out there and claim 153 souls this year by yourself. Ain't nobody going to put that work on you. You can do it on your own. You can do it by the Holy Ghost within you. Just let the Holy Ghost throw you where he wants to throw you. You don't do anything but just go with the flow. Notice that the apostle, Peter. So you got to realize, Peter's the church. Peter is a symbol and a sign of the church, right? He said, upon this rock I will build my church. You want to find where you are in this verse? You're the net. Many Christians read this verse and they put themselves like Peter. Put yourself as the net. Peter is that apostolic, that anointing. And he pulled his net up from the wrong place and threw it to the right place. Brother Hagin and different people have been ministering to the local church to get the church ready. God is going to use the church, people. God is going to use the church. You got to realize that somebody said, I just can't find a church. You better get that stuff straight. I'm just on my own doing my own little thing. But God is going to use the church. And you're going to find churches. You hear me? You're going to find churches, and I see it in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. I can see Nations Church. I can see Nations Church pulling up her net. Amen. Somebody say, a good net.
Good net.
And what's a good net? It's tight. Hold on. Somebody say, net. See, we bind together in love. We bind together in love, and we stick together, and we hold together. Somebody say, all we got to do is love one another and let God throw us out there. And we'll catch something. He didn't send them out there with a fishing rod. Fishing rod, one hook. So there ain't no such thing as fishing rod in the kingdom. He's beyond that, amen. He said, I'll make you fishers of men. And he didn't give them fishing rods. He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. But then he told them to go about teaching the people how to love one another. How to love one another. And how to stick together. How to hold themselves together. How to overcome strife. How to overcome disunity. And then all those that he sent out to become, that he said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Well, he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. But then he turns them over to this church. And he made them all fivefold ministers. Those 12 disciples, he made them fivefold ministers. Fivefold minister, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Fivefold minister, I'm going to make you fisher of men. Well, listen. As they do what God's telling them to do, as they work on the church, they're building the net. You got to understand this. What we minister in here, and then some of you are ministering and doing certain things, and it comes in here, and this anointing pulls you together. We're building a net. We're just building the net. And guess what's going to happen? See, Jesus ministered to his people. He spent time with them ministering to them. We minister to you. We equip you. That's building a net and tying it tight. Amen? Said a three-cord thing is not easily broken, right? Well, see, that's what we do. We do those things. Those things are really important. Those things are really important. And then he sent them forth. Amen. And then he sent them out. Two by two. Then he sent them out. He called them in, mended them together, and then he sent them out. And then they always came back with fruits. The sending out is the casting of the net. The sending out is the casting of the net. Holy Ghost, speak to their heart and let them see that. The sending out is the casting of the net. Just stick together.
Stick together.
And you'll catch.
And you'll catch.
Stick together and you'll catch something.
Amen.
Stick together and you'll catch. Don't talk about each other. Don't backstab each other.
Amen.
Don't run the church down.
Amen.
Don't run the pastor down.
Amen.
Don't run the pastor staff down.
Amen.
Don't run anybody down. Don't talk about anything. Somebody say, just stick together.
Amen.
Keep your mouth shut. Amen. What I mean by keep your mouth shut? Keep your mouth shut by doing that. Fill it with the word of God.
Amen.
Say, I ain't got no time to get caught up in the fleshly thing. I'm going to get in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to fill it with the scripture of God. I'm not going to listen to anybody. I'm not going to let the devil bother me. We're going out there and we're just going to stick together. And while we're out there, we're going to hold on and love each other and just hang on. And when they pull me back in, see, he pulls the nets back in. He's going to send you out for a season. Then he'll pull you back in. But when he pulls you back in, you're going to come back in full. And the only way you'll lose your fish is if you break your unity. He said, by this will all men know that you are my disciples, by your love for one another.
Amen.
Keep the net
together.
What's been the problem in this area? Why hadn't there been a big increase yet? They haven't been able to keep the net together.
Amen.
But I believe this net, as we said earlier, the net did not break. Glory to God. See, and you got to realize that this thing that God's going, it's a God thing. Amen. We're all just parts of it. It's not just one person. We're all a part of it. We're all a part of it. We're all a part of it. And we got to believe that our unity will bring increase. We said that earlier tonight. Our unity and our love and our devotion will bring increase. Unified. At what? Why are we unified? We're unified at the word of God. At your word, I will cast out the net. After Jesus got in the boat, after he manifested himself, he then spoke to them and said, put your net on the right side of the boat. Intimacy with Jesus, launching out. Intimacy with Jesus, sending out. Intimacy with Jesus, sending out. From glory to glory. That is a big curse to every church. They go into places and they have deep moves of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and deep moves of the Spirit of God. They get deep touches of God. God shows up for seasons and waves of glory. There are waves of glory where you come in and you just sense that presence of the Holy Ghost. You sense the presence of God. And he comes there to get intimate with you. So you might touch his face and he might touch you and speak to you. Amen. And he loves on you and hugs you, holds you around and thing. And then you know what he says? He says, now go, take what I've given you to them. Take what I've given you to them. Take what I've given you to them. Amen. Come in and go out. Come back in again. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? There'll be no revival until we're sent out. I'm so glad that the people in the book of Acts in the upper room didn't stay in the upper room. Oh, Father. I mean, that was a great meeting. They didn't stay there. They didn't stay there. Many of the things that we call revival is nothing but a cabin fever mentality. People get stuck up in places, and they get in ruts, and they start acting real crazy, and they start acting real weird. Cabin fever. Amen? Cabin fever mentality. They make up stuff. They say, well, now we're here. What do we do? We've done this. There's nothing else to do. Now it's cluck like chickens. Cabin fever. Cabin fever. People just get in there, get up under the glory, and they just sit up there forever, get up, and they just get weirder and weirder and weirder. Why? It's because they don't have a function for their unction. Whenever you have a Holy Ghost unction, you better find a function for that unction. Amen?
Yeah.
Or your unction will become funky. Find a function for your unction.
Hallelujah.
And you have an unction from the Holy Ghost. put it someplace and use it.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.